This is Fresh Air. I'll talk with Finland's most prolific filmmaker later on the show. The band Living Color has a new album, and rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. This is the title song from Time's Up.
In the history of rock and roll, there have been numerous instances of acts that all right-thinking people are supposed to like, but to whom listening is difficult. Everybody has an example of this. I agree, for instance, that Jim Morrison and the Doors were important figures in rock music history for the way they expanded notions of impressionistic lyrics and discursive song structures. But listening to Morrison's morose baritone has always wanted to make me get up and leave the room. You have your own examples of this sort of thing, I'm sure. You know you're supposed to think Patti Smith was revolutionary, but she gave you a headache, that sort of thing. This idea of rock music as good medicine is much in evidence these days, I think. Take, for example, the band Living Color. Led by guitarist Vernon Reid and singer Corey Glover, Living Color is this country's foremost black rock and roll band. That is, these black musicians have reappropriated the hard rock guitar attack and curt rhythms that have been associated almost exclusively with white musicians for two decades now. I admire the way Living Color is reclaiming all of rock for African-American players, but why is it that so much of the rock they want to take back is bad heavy metal? On Time's Up, there's a strain of self-righteousness that can be off-putting, a bore. One song, called Elvis is Dead, begins by making fun of the way Elvis Presley sightings pop up regularly in supermarket tabloids, not the most original observation, but then goes on to complain that Elvis shouldn't be called the king of rock and roll because Chuck Berry and or Little Richard deserve the crown.
Elvis wasn't here alone, but that's beside the point. A black man taught him how to sing.
Hey, calling Elvis the king isn't a law, yet. In fact, more often than not, it's a joke. And who said that Chuck Berry and Little Richard fans can't call their heroes the king if they want to? On that same song, Living Color combines its contempt for what the band perceives as Presley's racism with a swipe at Paul Simon, with the clever couplet, "I've got a reason to believe we all won't be received in Graceland." But if Living Color is annoyed about Paul Simon's use of African music on Graceland, why does the most tuneful song on their album sound like a Graceland outtake? Living Color's first album, Vivid, had its own share of morose hectoring, but on cuts like Cult of Personality and Open Letter to a Landlord, it was funny and exhilarating, too. And to be sure, Time's Up has its solid moments, such as Love Rears Its Ugly Head.
I always thought that our relationship was cool. You played the role of having sense, I always played the fool.
Now something's different, I don't know the reason why. Whenever we separate, I almost wanna cry. Oh no, please not that again.
Most of the time, though, listening to Time's Up, I feel as if I'm trapped in a lecture I didn't sign up for. No matter how smart or how skilled the band is, how good can a record be if one's primary response to it is to stare at the speakers and say, I know, get on with it.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.